Buyer's remorse. It's the one thing that you don't want to feel after you move to Vancouver. But it's also the thing that I hear most often by people that are reaching out to me. It's the one regret that they have over and over again. That's why I'm making this podcast, to make sure that you're not making the same mistake, the same massive, very expensive mistake. And no, I'm not talking about some of the obvious things like the high cost of living, a challenging job market, or even the weather. No, you know all about that stuff. No, I am talking about the single biggest mistake that you could possibly make when moving to Vancouver. And so in this video, I'm going to help you avoid that massive mistake that I see people make far too often. Let's get into it right now. I'm Sebastian Albrecht with the Living in Vancouver BC team, and welcome back to the channel. This channel is all about moving to and living in Vancouver. And every week I put out podcasts just like this one. This week, we're talking about the biggest regret that I see people having once they move to Vancouver. This is the thing you want to 100% avoid at all costs. And what is that thing? Well, it's focusing too much on price and value and bang for your buck, and not enough on the thing that can have the biggest impact on your happiness, and that's your commute time. Over and over again, I see this so often. People just don't understand the city before they move here. And that's why this podcast is so critically important. You simply can't afford to focus solely on the cheapest and biggest options that are out there. Let me explain. And even better, I'm going to give you some tools at the end of this video to help you navigate this process and make sure you're not making the wrong decision and moving to the wrong area, so you can make the right calculation based on value as well as location and those all important commute times. Okay, so first of all, why are commute times so critically important? Well, there's a lot of research out there these days that ties your commute time to happiness. And the sweet spot is really anywhere from 16 minutes to 30 minutes. Anything under 30 minutes is sort of considered ideal. Really what you want to strive for is that 16 minute marker. And that's really where you're going to be happiness, where you're going to spend the least amount of time commuting. Longer commutes typically are associated with more stress, less satisfaction, and more unhappiness. And also, longer commutes can really impact your health. As we know, more time that you spend being sedentary, sitting on your butt, generally the less healthy you are. So more and more, we're realizing just how important commute times are to our satisfaction, our happiness, and also, most importantly, perhaps our health. And not only is the time that you spend commuting important, but also how you commute is also critically important. And where people are least happy is commuting by car, and where people are most happy is being able to walk or bike and using their own power. So we're going to focus on that a little bit in this video, but many of the people that I am interacting with and that reach out to me are sort of realizing this on their own. And that's why, of course, I want to point this all out to you right now before you make this critical decision of exactly where you want to live in Vancouver and how you can avoid making this life-changing mistake. So why is this problem so rampant? There's a couple reasons for it that we're going to explore right now. And number one is that this is a very expensive city. That's not going to be a surprise to you if you've been watching these videos, if you've been doing any kind of research about moving to Vancouver. And it's not a surprise for anybody that moves to Vancouver. Housing costs are probably the biggest contributor to this being an expensive city and a higher cost of living. Whether you're owning or renting, this is likely a more expensive place than the place that you are moving from. There's a couple of exceptions around the world, but there's not too many. And people, when they're coming here, they're trying to figure out, how do I make this move more affordable? Usually, they're not moving to the most expensive parts of the city. And so the most expensive part is really at the heart of the city. And if you have any kind of budget limitations, as most of us do, that might be too expensive for you. So you start looking further out, because as you move further from the most expensive part of the city, the land costs begin to decline. And so the assumption that many of us make is the further out we go, the more affordable options that we can find. And that's one of the key drivers, one of the basic understandings that you need to have when you move here, is that that's not necessarily the case. And we're going to explore that a little further. As an example, a typical house on the west side of Vancouver is close to $3.5 million. But you can move out into suburbs where the typical house is considerably less expensive, below a third of that value, at just around $1 million in Mission. Now, that is a considerable commute. And that's what we need to discuss as well. Is it worth it? Is that a consideration that you and your family should make? Is that a trade-off that is worthwhile? And that is something that you personally really need to figure out. But we're going to explore these issues further in this video. Okay, so beyond the cost of living here, one of the other unique things about Vancouver is its geography. And anybody looking at Vancouver can see it's not like a lot of other cities. Many other cities are not contained in the way that Vancouver is. And so we have unique geography. We're surrounded to the north by mountains, to the north and actually kind of further to the east. To the west, we have the ocean. And in between, we have a bunch of rivers. And really just we're at the delta of the Fraser River. So there's a lot of geography that contains us. And then, of course, I forgot to mention that to the south of us is the US border. The other thing to note is that this is one of the few North American cities that does not have an inner city highway. It's the only city of its size or larger that decided not to build an inner city highway system. And so all around North America, you see this very commonly. Ring roads and a bunch of highways that sort of crisscross through the city that make driving around the city a little easier. But in this city, we chose not to develop that way. And there's some benefits to it, but there's also a bit of a drawback. It makes driving around Metro Vancouver a lot more challenging when we don't have multiple ways to get through the city. And because of the geographic constraints, there's a lot of density, a lot of people living very close together, and we have massive bottlenecks all over the Metro Vancouver area that make traveling from one part of the city to another much more challenging. And so if you're moving here from somewhere else, this is not stuff that you're necessarily used to. And you may be used to looking at a map and sort of doing a mental calculation about how long it's going to take you to get from point A to point B. When you look at that map of the city of Vancouver, the distance is much smaller, but the time it's going to take you is much greater. This is an area where commute times are some of the highest in North America. The greater the geographic distance and the more of these bottlenecks that you're trying to get through, the more likelihood that it's going to take a lot more time than you expect. When there's no traffic, it might not be a problem at all. But when there's intense traffic, when there's an accident or foul weather or some sort of police incident or construction, it can really ramp up your commute times to a way that you're not going to be used to and that is going to be completely unexpected. And so what looks like a 20-minute commute could take some people a couple hours. And that might not be so bad once a week, but if this is a commute that you need to do 5 days a week or, you know, more regularly becomes a problem, this could really eat at you. This could be a problem that makes saving a bit of money to move further out or getting a bigger property may not be worth it to you. And again, this is a calculation that you need to decide on. But you need to think very carefully about. Now that you're aware of it, you can spend more time thinking about this as a problem and how you can solve it. And I do have some tools at the end of this video that are going to help you figure this out for you and your family. So all of this contributes to making commutes challenging at best, and probably a bigger issue here in Metro Vancouver than it is in many other parts of the world. Unfortunately, it's not something that everybody is really calculating. We're not all, when we're thinking about finding the best value of a home, we're not usually calculating in the cost of commuting. And if we are, we're really just thinking about the dollar value. And there are tools in how you can sort of put value on the cost of commuting, but also on the time that you're spending commuting. And I think that's incredibly valuable because really, to me, the cost of commuting isn't necessarily all that great if it's purely the price that we're thinking about. You know, the price of a car, the cost of maintenance, the cost of fuel. But really, I think what a lot of people miss is, what is the value of my time? What does it mean to me if I'm spending 2 hours in each direction away from my family? You know, is it really worth a bit of a bigger house, having a bit of a bigger yard? Do I need that? Could I be happier in a smaller space with my family that might cost the same amount of money? Maybe I can spend $1.5 million in East Vancouver and get a townhouse, or it's $1.5 million to get single family house in Surrey, which is probably at least a third bigger and most likely has a detached garage and has a yard. Are those things worth it if it means that maybe one out of every 5 days of commuting into the city, I have to spend 3 hours away from my family instead of half an hour? That's a calculation that you have to make. The people who are happy living in the city of Vancouver are okay making that trade-off, and they're okay getting less space, but reducing the amount of time that they're away from their family, or the way that it would be perceived, is wasting time commuting and having that stress. So ultimately, only you can know what's right for you and what's going to make sense. But you have to make that calculation and decide on whether there's value in making the commute or if there's value in spending that money. Only you can decide if there's value in that commute or not. So whether you're the person who decides that you want more value for your money and you're willing to take on that commute, move out to a place like Surrey or Langley or wherever it may be, or you're a person that decides that you need to be closer into the city, I'm a person that can help you because I'm a realtor and I've helped hundreds of families do exactly what you're trying to do. Move to Vancouver, find the right neighborhood and find the right home. And I can help you and your family as well. Whenever you're ready, be sure to reach out. There's three different ways you can reach me. One, you can call or text at 604-831-4837. You could email me at sebastian@albrechtgroup.ca, or you can book a conversation with me directly at calendly.com/albrechtgroup. So now let's talk about the different types of commuting options and why you might want to choose one over another and how you can make sense of this and how you can avoid making this massive mistake. I'm going to give you, as I said before, some tools in this section to help you navigate this and decide whether these solutions are right for you or not. And there's one tool in here that almost nobody is using, but I think is probably one of the most valuable things that I can offer you in deciding whether making this trade-off is going to be worth it or not for you. But let's start with talking about commuting by car. And as I said earlier, this is the thing, the more time you spend in your car, the less likely you are to be happy with your life. This is proven time and time again. So this is a really critical one for you. If you want to spend time in your car, you want to think about how close you're living, whether that trade-off is worthwhile. Of course, we do realize not everybody needs to commute every single day. A lot of people are working more and more from home, or not everybody is working in downtown Vancouver. And so potentially, even if you're commuting by car, living in Maple Ridge and working in Surrey, for example, might be a solution that works for you. And then you can live in a place that has a much lower cost of living, or working in Tawasin and living in White Rock might make sense for you, right? These are just kind of arbitrary examples, but the understanding is we live in a vast region with people living and working all over it. And so you do need to look at these on a case-by-case basis. The problem that everybody is facing is not all needing to commute into downtown Vancouver. It's just that that's the place that is most common. And all of this might be less of an issue for you if you don't need to commute at all. But even then, you do want to think about these things because you want to think about how long is it going to take you to get to your kid's daycare or your kid's school or to the kids' activities or your own activities. If you have really passionate hobbies, if you want to get up into the mountains every afternoon or by the ocean, then you want to think about where you live and how long it takes you to get to those places, depending on the time of day and how frequently you do it and how passionate you are about these things. And when you are commuting by car, you really want to watch those bridges and tunnels and try and limit the amount that you're crossing through those. Some of them are bigger problems than others. I mean, the Alex Fraser, as an example, isn't as big of an issue as it used to be on Highway 1. And then there's some bridges that are perhaps a little more of an issue, like the Lions Gate Bridge is perhaps one that is a bigger issue today than it was perhaps 15 years ago, as more and more people are moving over to the North Shore and living downtown and working downtown. And realize the more of these bottlenecks that you're trying to cross, the more that this commute time can get out of your control. In the middle of the night on a Sunday evening, a commute from Surrey may just take you 40 minutes into downtown Vancouver. But on a really bad day when traffic is really intense, it could take you 2 hours, 2.5 hours. So really pay attention to those bottlenecks and whether or not you want to make that trade-off and lose control of your commutes now and again. But if you don't need to make that commute too often, perhaps it's not as big of a consideration. And then, of course, there's also the realization that there's a very limited highway network that we have in Metro Vancouver, and there's only a few highways that you can get from point A to point B. And if those get clogged up, there's no real alternative, and you just kind of have to wait. So that's also a really important understanding, a realization that there's a limitation to the highway system in Metro Vancouver because those highways were never built and because of the geographic constraints that we have. But if you really want to calculate the cost of driving, the cost of gas, the cost of insurance, the cost of the distance, and how that's going to deteriorate the value of your automobile, BCAA has an excellent website that really helps you calculate this to the exact dollar over the course of a year. And I'm going to put that link in the description as well as up on the screen right now for you. But that's incredibly helpful when you're trying to calculate the actual cost of living in a particular area versus another area. So the other thing to be aware of when you're moving here from somewhere else is that Vancouver is a region where alternatives to automobiles are really feasible. It's convenient. It's relatively cheap to move from one place to another, not using your own car. So predominantly here, what I'm talking about is public transit, but there's even more alternatives that you can have. Now, increasingly, you don't need to live in downtown Vancouver to be able to rely on very convenient and relatively cheap public transit. We have really excellent rapid transit system in the SkyTrain, that's what we call it. But there's also a commuter train called the West Coast Express. And wherever you live, the further out you move, I would prioritize living along one or both of those lines, making your connection into the city or wherever you might need to commute to much more convenient and a lot more in your control. And so my issue with relying completely on the automobile, especially when you have to go long distances, is how little of control you have over your time. But when you're commuting either by the West Coast Express or by the SkyTrain, it's much more consistent. There isn't sort of traffic issues that you run into. It could be with buses, of course, but if you're on the SkyTrain, and so that might be specifically in areas like the north part of Richmond or a whole lot of Burnaby or New Westminster, moving into Langley, it's also in Port Moody and Coquitlam. These are all cities that are tied into the city of Vancouver and with one another by the SkyTrain system. And it's incredibly cheap. It's relatively safe. It's really, really convenient. But on top of that, we also have the West Coast Express that makes commuting in from further suburbs a little bit easier. And it goes as far out as Mission. It goes in the mornings in one direction and then back out in the evening. So it's not like the SkyTrain that's moving around all the time. And that's an important consideration, something you need to be thinking about. But specifically, SkyTrain is going to cost you anywhere from $127 to $193. That's a transit pass. That's a monthly transit pass. We break it into zones. And so the further out you go, the three zone pass is $193. A single zone pass is $127. Again, I'll throw up the map and also TransLink's website so you can see prices for yourself. Of course, over time, prices tend to increase. So the numbers that I'm quoting you right now are for the summer of 2025. And if you're watching this in the future, prices may be higher, which is why you might want to check TransLink's website for the exact prices today. And then in terms of the West Coast Express, the cost is anywhere from $225 up to $375 a month. And so if you are commuting in from Mission, you can calculate that as being about $375 every single month to be able to take the West Coast Express into downtown Vancouver from Mission. And again, I'll put a link to that website in the description so you can double check and verify that for yourself. But how are you going to be happiest? How are you going to have the most control over your commute? And how are you going to be healthiest? That would be walking as a commute. And there's not a lot of us that get to commute by walking, but if you live in some of the densest parts of Metro Vancouver, and whether that's downtown Vancouver in Yale Town or in the West End, or could be Metro Town, it could be Coquitlam Town Center, it could be Surrey City Center. We have these downtown cores throughout Metro Vancouver where you can very legitimately not have to rely on your car, not have to rely even on transit, but be able to get to and from work and everything that you need within a 15-minute walking distance. And that lifestyle is possible in many different parts of Metro Vancouver, not just downtown and not just in those other city centers. In fact, it can be in some very specific neighborhoods, places like Lower Lonsdale in North Vancouver or in Mount Pleasant in the city of Vancouver. All over the place, you might be able to find a neighborhood where you don't have to have a lengthy, long commute, and it might be a more affordable option. You never know. These are things that are worth exploring and thinking about, and talking to an expert like myself, a realtor that has helped hundreds of families just like you settle in Vancouver. But beyond the expense of these commutes, whether you're driving or taking public transit or even walking, I mean, you do need new shoes every once in a while or a really good raincoat or yes, possibly even an umbrella. But really, what about your time? And once again, what I see over and over again is people not taking that into account when they're making these decisions and realizing too late that they value their time more than they thought. And so there's a very handy tool, a very important tool that I want to make sure that you're aware of. There's a few of these apps out there, but one of my favorite is the Commute Time app. And I'm going to put that up on the screen and show you exactly how it works. You can put in your work address as an example, and it's going to show you all of the locations that are commutable within whatever parameter you set, whether that's 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or 15 minutes. And no matter the mode of commuting that you want to take, whether it's walking or taking transit or driving, this website can help you determine where exactly you can look. And this is something that I find a lot of people are really confused about. And it really does differ in all parts of Metro Vancouver. It is not as the crow flies because of the unique situation that we are in Metro Vancouver, the geography and the lack of those inner city highways. So there really isn't a better tool out there that helps people sort of figure out this balance between location and the price that they're spending and what the value is for what they're getting, the money that they're spending in such an expensive city. This is perhaps most important in a city like Vancouver, where you have so many things going against you and you really need to figure out for you and your family what the right answer is before you get here. This app is going to do wonders for you and make sure that you're avoiding this incredibly costly mistake and not taking into account the amount of time and the amount of cost of the commute that you're going to be undertaking. Earlier on, I was talking about real estate values and how generally the assumption is the further out we move, the more money we're going to save. And that this is sort of part of the equation and part of the driver of people taking on longer and longer commutes. I just want to make sure that you understand that that's not necessarily the case. And this is where it's really important to be talking up to a local expert who can help you balance these things out and figure out what's right for you and your family. But let me give you one really strong example of this. We're finding more and more that the values are starting to balance out even when you move further and further out. Yes, there are extreme examples. And that example that I gave you of a $3.5 million house on the west side of Vancouver and a $1 million house in Mission, those are extremes. But there's cases where the difference is much closer, or in fact, moving out actually means that you're spending more money. And let me give you the example of a condo. Condos in Yale Town, typical condo in the spring is $871,700. So that's right in the downtown core. Perhaps some of the most expensive real estate that we're going to find, you would think. But no, you can go out to Mount Pleasant in East Vancouver and find a condo at $725,100. That makes sense. It's not in the downtown core anymore. We're moving further afield, a little less convenient. So you're going to save some money, about $150,000. But now we move out to Metrotown in Burnaby, and that's right on the SkyTrain line. This is one of the areas that would be convenient to commute into downtown Vancouver from, and it is an urban center in its own right. It's essentially the downtown core of Burnaby. Here, though, you're saving just over $2,000. It's $869,100 in Metrotown for the typical condo. And remember, $871,100 in Yale Town. And then moving out to Coquitlam West, this is the Burquitlam area of Coquitlam, an area that I really love and where I do see good value. But you're looking at about a 35 to 40 minute commute by SkyTrain in from Burquitlam to downtown Vancouver. And when you're paying $758,100 for a condo there, is that enough savings to make that worthwhile in comparison to Yale Town? That's well over $100,000 difference. So yes, that might be the case. But remember, I mentioned Mount Pleasant being $725,000. So Coquitlam West, Burquitlam is actually more expensive than one of these inner city neighborhoods that is really highly desirable. One of the coolest, trendiest neighborhoods in the entire Metro Vancouver area is perhaps cheaper than you would think. And so you definitely want to make these calculations carefully, talking to an expert, somebody that can help you understand what the prices are, where the values are, and then you can understand what is the trade-off that I'm willing to make. And of course, if you want to speak to one of those experts, I am a real estate agent that has helped hundreds of families just like yours move to Metro Vancouver, not only find the right neighborhood, but find the right home and settle into it without having that buyer's regret. And I can help you and your family whenever you're ready. There's three different ways you can reach me. One, you can call or text at 604-831-4837. You could email me at sebastian@albrechtgroup.ca, or you can book a conversation with me directly at calendly.com/albrechtgroup.